Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room, for those that will be listening on the phone and also on the radio, later on the recording as well. Sabbath blessing on this Sabbath, November 5th, 2016. This is lesson 203, chapter 43, entitled Barriers Broken Down, part 3. Our opening hymn is entitled Wonderful Word of Life. You can also find it in number 286 in the hymn book. Sing them all over again to me, wonderful words of life. Let me more of thy beauty see, wonderful words of life. Words of life and beauty, teach me faith and duty. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Sweetly echo the gospel call, wonderful words of life. Oft impart and peace to all, wonderful words of life. Jesus only Savior, sanctify forever. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Christ the Blessed One gives to all, wonderful words of life. Sinner, listen to the loving call, wonderful words of life. Oh, so freely given, wooing us to heaven. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. If any one of the little ones, mommies and daddies, would like to have opening prayer, babala.
We go kneel and bow in our hearts. Our Father, we thank you for letting us be able to have this blessed day. We thank you for letting us be able to wake us up this morning. We thank you for letting us be able to have another blessed day. Forgive us all for our sins, our iniquities, and our cross-sect spirits. Forgive us if we've done anything wrong in your sight without even knowing. Let us remember that you are with us wherever we go. Let us be able to be protected. Let us remember what is right from wrong. Don't let us be able to fall into sin. Let us be able to remain free from anything, free from sin and corruption. Let us be able to always remember the yoke with us wherever we go. Make us be able to be safe from all the dangers and perils that might come against us. Let us be able to overcome the things that we may fear or be afraid. Be with us as we have we're studying and the things that we must do, what we must learn, and let us always have our eyes open that we may see the wondrous things of the law. This is my prayer and Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And welcome to all the dear brethren that are coming in. Our opening scripture to our study today is taken from the book of Ephesians, chapter 3, verse 6 from the King James Version, and it reads, that the Gentiles should be fellow hearers and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. This Sabbath, boys and girls and mommies and daddies, we will continue with part 3 of our lesson entitled Barriers Broken Down in our study book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following verses, babala. Matthew, we're on page 42. And the border of Canaanite was from Sidon, as thou comes to Zerar, unto Gaza, as thou goes unto Sidon and Gomorrah, and Amad, and Seboam, even unto Lasha. Matthew 8:5. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him.
John 4:5. Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Matthew 10:5. These twelve Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, go not into the way of the Gentiles.
Sabbath blessings, everyone. Matthew 10:6. But go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Mark 16:15. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Mark 16:17. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone. Today we will cover page 402. We are in Desire of Ages, page 402. Bubble up.
Desire of Ages, page 402. This was the only miracle that Jesus wrought while on this journey. It was for the performance of this act that he went to the borders of Tyre and Sidon. He wished to relieve the afflicted woman and at the same time to leave an example in his work of mercy toward one of a despised people for the benefit of his disciples when he should no longer be with them. He wished to lead them from their Jewish exclusiveness to be interested in working for others besides their own people. Desire of Ages, page 402, paragraph 1.
Amen. Question, boys and girls. What was the only reason no other miracle was brought by Jesus while on his journey to the borders of Tyre and Sidon? And why? And did he want to leave them in their Jewish exclusiveness? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, blah.
The answer is, he wished to relieve the afflicted woman and to leave an example in his work of mercy toward one of a despised people for the benefit of his disciples when he should no longer be with them. And no, he wished to lead them to be interested in working for other people beside their own people. Amen. Jesus longed to unfold the deep mysteries of the truth which had been hid for ages, that the Gentiles should be fellow hearers with the Jews and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. Ephesians 3:6. This truth the disciples were slow to learn, and the divine teacher gave them lesson upon lesson in rewarding the faith of the centurion at Capernaum and preaching the gospel to the inhabitants of Sychar. He had already given evidence that he did not share the intolerance of the Jews. But the Samaritans had some knowledge of God, and the centurion had shown kindness to Israel. Now Jesus brought the disciples in contact with the heathen, whom they regarded as having no reason above any of her people to expect favor from him. He would give an example of how such a one should be treated. The disciples had thought that he dispensed too freely the gifts of his grace. He would show that his love was not to be circumscribed to a race or a nation. Amen. And that was Desire of Ages, page 402, paragraph 2. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. For those that cannot hear or if they're having any problem, try to refresh your page or even refresh the browser. Hope all will work out. We pray for you. Question, boys and girls, why? What did Jesus long to unfold which had been hid for ages to his disciple and the Jewish people? And what was it the disciple was slow to learn? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
The deep mysterious of the truth that the Gentiles should be
fellow heirs
with the Jews, and that the Gentiles were heirs and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. This divine teacher gave them lesson upon lesson.
Good job, dear Sister Janelle. Let's learn our first scripture song together, dear ones, from the book of Romans, chapter 11, verse 33. Let us continue in our study. We are in Desire Ages, page 402. Question, boys and girls, how did the divine teacher give them repeated lesson in example? And why did Jesus bring the disciple in contact with the heathen who they
warning the faith of the
centurion
at
Capernaum
and preaching the gospel to the
inhabitants
of
Sychar.
He had already given
evidence
that he did not
Share
the
intolerance
of the Jesus.
Jews, you had it right the first time.
And he
would
give
an
example of
how
such a
one should be treated.
Good job, Layla. Praise the Lord. We are in Desire of Ages, page 402. Bubble up.
When he said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel, he stated the truth, stated the truth, and in his work of the Canaanite woman, he was fulfilling his commission. This woman was one of the lost sheep that Israel should be rescued. It was their appointment work,
appointed
appointed work, the work which they had neglected, Christ was doing.
Good job, dear Gabby, and all the daughters of Christina. Question, boys and girls, this is the question. How did these acts open the minds of the disciples more fully to the labor that lay before them among the Gentiles, and among whom were the souls longing for help from the mighty healer and hungering for the light of truth? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
They saw a wide field of usefulness outside of Judea. They saw souls bearing sorrows unknown to those more highly favored, and the soul whom they had been taught to despise, to regard as having no reason above any of her peoples as Jews.
Let's learn another beautiful scripture song together, dear ones, and this one is taken from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verse 11 through 14.
This act opened the minds of the disciples more fully to the labor that lay before them among the Gentiles. They saw a wide field of usefulness outside of Judea. They saw souls bearing sorrows unknown to those more highly favored. Among those whom they had been taught to despise were souls longing for help from the mighty healer, hungering for the light of truth, which had been so abundantly given to the Jews. Desire of Ages, page 402, paragraph 4.
Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls, what did the Savior state when he said, "I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel"? And was the Canaanite woman one of the last sheep of Israel? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, blah, blah, blah.
He stated the truth and his work for the Canaanite woman. He was fulfilling his
commission.
And yes, this woman was one of the lost sheep that Israel should have received.
Amen. Good job. Let's learn yet another scripture song together, dear ones, from the book of Mark, chapter 16, verse 15 through 18.
And they said unto them, "Go ye into all the world and preach
Page 402. Afterward, when the Jews turned still more persistently from the disciples because they declared Jesus to be the Savior of the world, and when the partition wall between Jew and Gentile was broken down by the death of Christ, this lesson and similar ones which pointed to the gospel work unrestricted by custom or nationality and had a powerful influence upon the representatives of Christ in directing their labors. Design of Ages 402, paragraph 1.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. We have our last question, dear ones. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, why did the Jews afterward turn still more persistently from the disciple? And what great event caused the partition wall between Jews and Gentiles to be broken down and had a powerful influence upon the representative of Christ? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
They turned still more persistently from the disciples because they declared Jesus to be the Savior of the world, and the death of Christ, which pointed to the gospel work unrestricted by custom or nationality.
Amen. So let us learn our last scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of John, chapter 3, verse 16 through 17.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. John chapter 3 verses 16 and 17.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Dear ones, this will conclude our first part of our children's Sabbath school lesson.
All right. Good morning, boys and girls. It's story time, and let's see if my computer will act decent during this story time. I've been having problems with it. God's grace sufficient for every need. And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. 2 Corinthians 12:9. And if you remember the story, Paul was partially blinded by the glory of Jesus' appearance to him on his way to Damascus. And he asked God three times to completely heal him, but God left him this partial blindness to remind him of his vision of Jesus. If you have given yourself to God to do his work, you have no need to be anxious or to worry tomorrow. He whose servant you are knows the end from the beginning. The events of tomorrow, which are hidden from your view, are open to the eyes of him who is omnipotent. That big word, omnipotent, means God is all-powerful. For when we take into our hands the management or control of things with which we have to do and depend upon our own wisdom for success, we are taking a burden which God has not given us and are trying to bear it without his aid or help. We are taking upon ourselves the responsibility that belongs to God. That means we're trying to do God's work for him. And thus are really putting ourselves in his place. We may well have anxiety or be worried and anticipate or expect danger and loss, for it is certain to befall or happen to us. But when we really believe that God loves us and means to do us good, we shall cease to worry or stop worrying about the future. We shall trust God as a child trusts a loving parent. Do you ever wonder that mama and daddy, or do you ever worry that mama and daddy won't give you food at the next mealtime? No. You know they love you, and the food will be there at mealtime. That is trust. Then our troubles and torments or worries will disappear. They won't have them. For our will is swallowed up in the will of God. We believe God has our interests in mind, and he will take care of us. Christ has given us no promise to help in bearing today the burdens of tomorrow. He has said, My grace is sufficient for thee. Sufficient means he will give us just enough strength for today. But like the manna given in the wilderness, his grace is bestowed daily for the day's need. Manna was what the Israelites gathered every day for food. It was called angel's food. Like the hosts of Israel in their pilgrim life, pilgrims don't have a home. They just travel around and live in temporary shelters or homes. Our homes here are just temporary. We're pilgrims on our way to heaven. Like the hosts of Israel in their pilgrim life, we may find morning by morning the bread of heaven for the day's supply. One day alone is ours, and during this day we are to live for God. For this one day we are to place in the hand of Christ in solemn service, that is, in service to Jesus, all our purposes and plans, casting all our cares upon him, for he careth for us. The Bible says, I know thy thoughts, or God says, I know the thoughts which I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil. Sons and Daughters of God, page 119. And our verse again, And he, God, said unto me, Paul, My grace is sufficient for thee, and my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, Paul says, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may be revealed in me, or may rest in me. Thank you for listening.
Praise the Lord. And thank you so much, dear Brother Dick. Well, dear ones, We hope and pray that all of you will bless. And we're going to ask anyone, the little ones or the mommies, that would like to have closing prayer. Babala.
Father God, thank you for everything you did to keep me safe. Thank you for creating me. Thank you for waking us up this morning, Father God. Thank you for feeding us this morning, Father God. Hope that everyone has a good dream, Father God, in Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, thank you for the name you were safe. I hope that everyone will start having fun. I hope that it will be soon. I hope that everyone will start having fun with fire. And I hope that we keep someone coming. And I hope, thank you for waking us up. And I hope that everyone will have fun.
Amen. So next week, dear ones, we will end with part 4 in our study entitled Barriers Broken Down of our lesson book, Desire of Ages. That will be held, dear ones, next Sabbath by God's grace, November 12, 2016. We have also prepared activity for the whole family to enjoy that may continue the dialogue of this beautiful chapter. We hope and pray that all of you were blessed, and may you continue on this blessed Sabbath rest. In Jesus' name. Have a blessed Sabbath, dear ones.